Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A Juneau man arrested for his role in dealing drugs to support a downtown bridal shop has been sentenced to prison. 44-year-old Daryl W. Dawson received a sentence Friday in U.S. District Court in Juneau of 170 months in prison or over 14 years. Dawson had conspired with Gemma Thomas to distribute methamphetamine in Juneau. Prosecutors say Thomas arranged for the shipment of the meth supply and Dawson distributed the drugs in town, handing the proceeds back to Thomas. The 52-year-old Thomas is the owner and operator of Pyramid Beads and Southeast Artworks and was the owner of the Bridal Gowns Formal Wear and Tuxedo Rentals shop that used to operate on Seward Street. Prosecutors say the proceeds from the meth sales were used to fund the inventory and operating costs at the bridal shop. Thomas will be sentenced March 8th after entering a guilty plea last month. Juneau police say they picked up two teenagers who allegedly broke out of Johnson Youth Center. 18-year-old Alexander Netling and 18-year-old Amante Frazier Reese were arrested at the 4300 block of Glacier Highway late Friday night, a little over 2 hours after the reported escape. A youth center employee followed the two teenagers but lost track of them. Juneau police officers searched the area also but could not find them. A Blackerby Street resident reported voices outside her home, and responding officers followed two tracks in the snow heading to Lemon Creek. Netling and Frazier Reese were reportedly found in a storage shed on a Glacier Highway property. Instead of being returned to the Johnson Youth Center, officers say the two men were taken to Lemon Creek Correctional Center and charged with second-degree felony escape and fourth-degree misdemeanor criminal mischief for causing damage to the Youth Center building when they escaped. A Wasilla lawmaker has proposed allowing drug testing for certain recipients of public assistance. Representative Wes Keller says Alaska substance abuse costs are staggering. He says while the Department of Health and Social Services must provide public assistance to those in need, it's not appropriate to provide assistance without knowing whether that will be fueling an addiction problem. House Bill 16 would allow random and suspicion-based testing of adult recipients of cash assistance for illegal drugs and alcohol that impairs their ability to find work or work. Capital City Fire and Rescue on Saturday honored its crew for their work in 2012. At the annual banquet, awards went to several firefighters and dispatchers for their work the night of the Gastineau apartment fire in downtown Juneau. A citation for performance under extreme conditions at the fire, including the ladder rescue of a civilian, went to Brent Clancy, Jesse Ahavi, Travis Larson, Paul Kelly, John Adams, Todd Cameron, Nathan Young, and Sean Rea.
These firefighters and officers all performed heroically under extreme fire conditions.
That's Capital City Fire and Rescue Chief Rich Etheridge. The dispatch unit also was honored for its professionalism during the night of the fire, specifically their calm, cool demeanor, resourcefulness, and attention to detail as they provided information to the rescue teams during the November 5th fire that displaced about 50 tenants. Lynn Canal District Captain Ken Lawrenson is the Volunteer Officer of the Year. Captain and paramedic Chad Cameron is the Career Officer of the Year, while the Firefighter of the Year is Noah Jenkins. Weather forecast for the Capital City calls for some cloudy skies, a little bit of sun today, high temperature about 14 degrees, winds to about 40 miles an hour, and a winter storm warning for late tomorrow night, early tomorrow morning.